Starting with Yerushalayim, Nesivei Tefila, the paths of Tefila. First of all, in the introduction. Tanina Mesavtas, always we learned in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Ha'amid. The world stands on three things. Al Toira, Al Avoida, Al Gemilas Chasadim. Al Toira, Al Avoida, and on Gemilas Chasadim. Loving kindness. The Pirush HaMeforshim, and the Meforshim explained this Mishnah, Shebechlal Avoida, that included in the pillar of Avoida, which is service, Hema Karbonas, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, that included in this are the Karbonas, as long as Beis HaMikdash was standing, V'atzfila Bizman HaZeh, and it includes, nowadays that there is no Karbonas, nowadays Avoida means tefillah, prayer. U'v'medrash amru, the medrash says, Shehaya ha'olam misroifev, ad sheba Avraham v'chulu, that the world was weakening until Avraham came along and produced the pillar of loving kindness. Ad sheba Yitzchak v'tamchei v'avaydasai v'tfilasai. And then Yitzchak came along and produced the second pillar of, and he supported the world with his avoda and his tefillah. And Yaakov came along and supported it with the third pillar, which is Torah. Yesh lehis amek lehizbainin v'goydla flogas erach ha-tefillah shematzinu b'chazal. And we need to deepen ourselves and to focus on the great value of tefillah, as we find in Chazal, ad shekoru aleha devarim ha'imdim beruma shalaylam, to the point that Chazal call it, it is something that stands in the height of the world. Ha'inyan kula tzarech bir, and this whole concept needs explanation. Not only according to the opinion of some Rishonim that hold that prayer is only a rabbinic commandment, right, then we definitely need understanding how something so essential is not biblical. Elagam l'shitas Rambam. Well, also, according to the Rambam, you can come look with me.
Okay. You can have this. It's just a start.
Elagam l'shitas Rambam, but also according to the Rambam, ha'poisek shetfilah himitzus haseim and ha'toyreh, paskins that tefillah is a positive commandment. It's a biblical commandment. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Va'adatem es Hashem alekechem, you shall serve Hashem your God." Mepi Hashmu alamdu shavodes v'tefillah. And the Rambam says that this is referring to tefillah, to prayer. Adayin tzorach gam kein lahovin. This also needs understanding. What is so special about tefillah that makes it more loftier than all other mitzvahs? That's as we said, as he brought the Chazal before, the Chazal called tefillah dvarim ha'imdim berumei shaloylam. It is something that stands on the height of the world. So what is so special about tefillah over the other mitzvahs, in this aspect that tefillah is singled out to be that stands in the height of the world?
So there's another opinion that Torah learning is the most important, right? Because you can push off tefillah if you're learning Torah.
I don't think he's excluding that opinion. No, I think we'll see how they both fit into the equation.
Since we're on the subject, I think Rambam also said there is no special wording or time.
No, I'll tell you,
yes. And then the rabbi Ezra and the whole thing, that stuff.
True, yeah.
Then why was it the whole discussion when you could say Shema or you cannot say Shema and Mar if you have to
Shema, say Shema? Shema is not Tefillah. Shema is not Tefillah. Shema is Shema. That's a separate mitzvah. That everybody agrees that's biblical.
Okay.
And that has certain times also in Atar.
Okay, davening for Mar, for Madish.
Right, that's all biblical. That's all Medrabana. That's all rabbinical.
So what are they talking about?
They say?
What do they mean when they say prayer?
Tefillah.
Who?
Anyway, if we're saying that you can pray anytime, right?
Minatoyre, you can pray anytime.
You have to pray.
Minatoyre, there's, according to the Rambam, there's an obligation to pray at least once a day.
Right.
Right. That's biblical.
No, I just was
came along the Rabbanan, and they established it three times a day, each one a specific time. But again, the Rabbanan allowed us to say different specific tefillahs certain times of the day. They established the brachas. They established the text of the brachas, and all these include Hashem's name. So, and once again, we're only allowed to say these Hashem's name in that context. So once somebody davens, let's say somebody shut down the shachris in the afternoon, right? So then he is saying Hashem's name in vain, which is already a biblical transgression. So, right, so you have the Rabbanon lying out the protocol is when you can say certain tefillahs. It's as if it's a special permission. Once the time that they gave you is over, so that then all the times a person might say Hashem's name can actually become a deraisa, a deraisa.
How long said you could pray any time? So why didn't somebody set up some kind of limitation on the time?
So there's hopefully we'll get to that, but the Rabbanan established the tefillahs correspondent to the different karbanas. Right, since we don't have the karbanas, so they established according to the Talmud Shel Shachar. So as long as those karbanas were allowed to,
okay, then why Rashi saying Rambam saying that they could down any time?
Because the Midrash said has nothing to do with the karbanas. The Rabbanan established that we should have Midaraisa, there's a Beis HaMikdash too. Midatayra, there's a Beis HaMikdash and there are Karbanas. We don't have Karbanas, so the Rabbanan came along and established tefillahs corresponding to each specific Karban. So we're bound to the time of those Karbanas. Those Karbanas do have a time, Midatayra also.
By the time it was Karbanas, how did it down?
So that's a very good question. So there's, I believe, there's a machlokes Yerushalayim as to whether there were tefillahs b'chol.
Minyan? Did they have a minyan or just karbonos?
What?
Question: what if they had even shuls? Maybe they didn't have a shul even.
No, there were shuls. There were shuls. People, not everybody was able to go to the Beis HaMikdash every day.
The Lord Torah.
Right. There was Batei Midrashes, but there was
Talmud Bavli.
Tefillahs. The question is whether we needed tefillahs. We had the karbonos.
So even if you didn't live anywhere near Yerushalayim,
right? The Talmud was brought. The carbon Talmud was brought for everybody.
Okay. Isn't said that Shemoneh Esrei was established by the
Anshei Knesset Hagdolah?
Yeah, right. Which is long before the destruction of the temple.
After
Anshei Knesset Hagdolah was.
Long after,
right.
As a result of returning Jews from
after
Babylonia.
Exactly, after the first temple, but not after the second temple.
Right. Yes.
So what?
So you mean you're asking, did we daven when the second Beis HaMikdash was standing? So I mean, there's a chiyuv to daven. This is the Rambam. There's a chiyuv to daven. That's the Minhag Torah. That's every time. That's any time of the day. I'm not sure whether the specific tefillahs were said when the Beis HaMikdash was standing.
The second one was standing. So they started it and then they stopped it.
I'm not sure.
Maybe they stopped it when the second...
Could be. Okay. Possible.
Why would
this tablet? They established the whole thing.
What? They established it, then the temple was rebuilt. So then what happened to what they'd established? What happened to Shemoneh Esrei that had been established before it was? Did they keep on doing it? Did they stop doing it then?
I don't know. Not sure.
Well, the
Lamal Shimon
is for the heretics of those times, huh?
Not those times. That came later. Yeah. Even in the words of the Rishonim, we find Shefligum Oid Ben Tfila Yes Amaklanyane Avoida. We find that the Rishonim speak it with great emphasis on the concept of Tfila more than any other type of Avoida. As we find in the words of the Rambam, Ketzad hiya kavana, what is kavana? Kavana, what is intent, concentration? Sheyifnes liba mekol hamachshavos. When a person davens, he must empty his heart of all other thoughts. Ve'yiru atzmai kidu ho'emid neged hashchina. He has to see himself as if he's standing opposite the Shechina. Ve'oid sham. Rambam says in Perikei, Kidu Aimid Vashamayim, a person has to envision himself as if he's standing in heaven. We find so in the Rabbeinu Yoina. Shiachshav b'libo kidu aimid vashamayim. A person has to see him. He says the same words. A person has to envision himself as if he's standing in heaven. K'inin sha'amra kadmoinim, shoyt gufcha mi'al nishmoscha. These are the words of Rabbeinu Yoina. As the kadmoinim said, that by davening, a person has to be able to strip himself of his body. Meaning that a person shouldn't have any of his physical needs in mind. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, because of Machaber L'Halacha, the Machaber used to write, Machaber wrote, L'Halacha, V'kach Ha'yo'oisim, Chasidim HaShem Ha'isa. This is what the pious and the people of good deeds used to do. Shayim is boydedin, machavrim betvilosan. They used to seclude themselves, and they used to have a kavana by their davening. Atchayim aginim magim lespashtis agashmi. So the point that they were able to reach a level of espashtis agashmi. Espashtis agashmi means that they were able. It means out of meditation. They were able not to feel their physical being at all. They were able to overpower their intellect to the point that they weren't able to feel their physical existence at all. And for those who are familiar with the meditation...
It was big in the 70s.
Huh?
Transcendental meditation was big in the 70s. That was their whole point, is to try to...
Yeah, in India they do this now.
They did it here in the 70s.
Yeah,
they still do.
Well, I mean, it was big though. People would have like TM shirts. Like, you go into restaurants, you see
T-shirts.
You see some people in the lobbies of restaurants, and they're like meditating.
I think Eastern meditation is emptying the head from the thoughts. And their meditation was positive.
I'm not so young, I don't remember all that.
Rambam says you have to first empty your mind, and then you can fill your thoughts with Rambam says, you have to empty your heart of all thoughts, and then you can see yourself as if you're
empty from the physical needs, and open for the intellectual. Because people are meditating, just emptying from everything, just I'm nothing. I don't have any thoughts. I'm just breathing, but this meditation is different.
Yeah.
Yoga meditation. Are you
Kaplan, right?
Yeah, yoga meditation. I'm just emptying. I'm not. I'm a cheer.
Okay. This is the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Ches. This is what the pious and people of good deeds used to do. To the point that they used to reach close to the level of prophecy. Cool. They used to do this every day before they used to daven. He writes, and it is befitting of you, my brother, that you should know that our intent by davening is nothing but expiring to Hashem. Is expiring our souls to Hashem, and it's total submission to Him. Imrei Memusa Leboira. With its loftiness to its Creator, Ushvacha Veda Asay Lishmai. And I'm sorry, by its lifting itself to its Creator, and praising and thanking His name, Vashalachas Kol Yehava Olav, and throwing its entire burden upon Him. So that is what the Chavis of Olav says, that the intent of tefillah is the expiration of the soul to Hashem, and submitting itself to Him by uplifting Hashem, uplifting His Creator, praising and thanking and throwing our burdens upon Him.
We should put this sentence in the Siddur right before we start davening.
Yep. Avishari Avoida Rabbeinu Yoina Kosov, and the Shari Avoida of Rabbeinu Yoina, it says, I'm a spalal who ish may be korban lefnei boira. That some of you davened is like bringing a korban to Hashem. Nafshek shura devuke bal yoinim, where a person's soul is tied and bound and connected to the upper world. The upper world, the world of the souls, and the spiritual world. These are all Rishonim speaking. These are all the words of the Rishonim. And this is what is written by Chana. We learn almost all of our halachas of tefillah from Chana, from the way she davened. So it says by Chana, ve'eshpoich es nafshi, I pour out my soul. She mispalos b'chol liba. She davened with all of her heart, ki'ilu ekiva nafshi, as if she was sacrificing her soul. Chazinen, so we see here, d'yashin yonim nizgovim v'tfilah, that there are tremendous concepts when it comes to prayer. Ashalav kol moichah savolda. Not every person is able to comprehend these concepts. Kiloimid vashemayim, as if we're standing in heaven. Mekado l'dargis hanavua, and we're supposed to reach close to the level of prophecy. Uchinus klois hanefesh, and the concept of the soul expiring. So we need to. This all needs explanation. What's the big deal? Why is such a big deal being made about this? Vagoyin Hakodesh, Harav Reb Chaim Vital Zchus Yogan Aleinu Koisev. Reb Chaim Vital writes, Shebedoyreinu, that in our generation, his generation, Sheniskalkalu Ha'avirim, that the atmosphere has been contaminated. In Eitza Lihinotzel Mi'etzahara, there is no tactic to save oneself, to spare oneself of the Yetzahara, Ela Yidei Tefillah B'Kavana, only through Tefillah with Kavana.
What about Limatar?
I'm just quoting Reb Chaim Vital.
No, Torah doesn't help.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Torah doesn't help.
Why is that?
Because you have to, Reb Chaim says, you have to tikkun midos, then Torah helps. It's like a rain.
Okay, where does tikkun midos come into here? Talking about tefillah. I guess you need tefillah that you should be able to learn properly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because in a person there is soul, spirit, and nefesh, which is two different levels of soul that a person has, which is the Valtanya calls the chelik of the kamimal, that's the neshama, the neshama that we have, which is part of, which is godly, and then we have the nefesh abahami, we have the we have the animalistic soul,
the physical.
Right, nefesh kreiv leguf yaisa, and the nefesh is the closest to the body. Out of soul, spirit, and nefesh, the nefesh is the closest to the body. Nefesh habahami. Yev shel hachnia elai de tefila. It's impossible to subjugate the nefesh habahami only through tefila. Ubir dvar vakdoshim yesh leimar. And the explanation of his holy words can be said, is according to what the Beis Avram once said, Al Mamar Chazal, on the words of Chazal, it says, it says in the pasuk, you should serve Hashem, your God, with all of your heart. Say Chazal, what kind of avoida is avoida of the heart? Zutfila, this is tefila. What does avoida mean? Shuhal derech, Shema Avdim es Asada. It means the same way as someone working on his field. Metchila Kharshim, right? Avoida means work. Right? Metchila Kharshim, first you plow, Vahkach Zoidim, and then you plant. Vahkach Mashkim Mayim, and then you irrigate. Vahak Oz Maschil Litzmoyach, and only then does it start to sprout. Kvachim Betfila. So also with Tfila. Reishis Yacharisha Amuka Liftoy Chalev. First a person needs to plow, deep plowing, to open the heart. And then you plant the words of the prayer in one's heart. Yazriya, that's planting. And then we pour out our hearts like water.
Isn't that the definition of the circumcised heart?
Probably, that's probably plowing, yeah. We pour out our hearts like water to Hashem, Yashka, that's the irrigation. And then salvations begin to sprout. And this is besides all of the lofty matters that that are connected to tefillah, as we will learn later, there's an extra advantage to tefillah, lev Yehudi. It opens up. It opens the heart of a Jew. That the light of Hashem should be able to illuminate into the person's heart. Chazal established three tefillahs every day. Three times a day, a person has to work on opening his heart. Three times a day, a person has to connect to his Creator. In order that the person should be able to maintain a constant bind between him and his Father in heaven. As it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, at night, in the morning, in the afternoon, I speak and I yearn, and he hears my voice. The first Hasidim used to while an hour, they used to meditate an hour before they daven. And then they used to daven. And then they used to meditate another hour. It comes out in 9 hours a day. You're consumed with tefillah an hour before each tefillah, an hour afterwards, and the tefillah.
Who says the tefillah is only an hour? They're saying tefillah.
No, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it was 9 hours.
Wow.
So the Gemara asks, what happened? How did they make a living? The Gemara says that since they were doing what they...
Hashem provided.
Hashem provided for them. According to this, in this light, we understand the words of after the atmosphere has been contaminated, and there is no way to be saved from the Yitzhahara only through Tefillah B'Kavana. It could be what he's saying is, that's why he adds the words that after the atmosphere was contaminated. Meaning, when Chazal say that Torah is the Eitzah against the Yitzhahara, that was as long as the atmosphere wasn't contaminated. Mm-hmm. In pure times. But now that we live in times that as he says, the air has been contaminated. Mm-hmm. Now we need to add to that tefillah as well.
The airways, for sure.
That was Rav Chaim Vital's times. Nowadays, we probably have to add a lot more than that.
Dynamite.
Because tefillah opens up the heart of a Jew that he should be connected to his Father in heaven at night, in the morning, in the afternoon. And through that, a person will be able to maintain his kesher, his connection with his Creator. Tefillah is the main point that a Jew has to hold on to. Each topic we go through, he tells us that's the main point.
Well, there. It's all truth.
So is this sitting and learning of Seder before davening considered preparation? Is
yes.
That?
Yeah. So it says in the Svarim that it helps for...
Why do you have to learn after davening? What is it? Why if...
He didn't say learning. He says meditating.
What's the purpose of that after davening?
To make sure that you don't lose everything you've just acquired.
Uh-huh. But it's one process, learning davening. It's not just... It's not a contradiction.
You can't learn a daven at the same time. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky writes in his Sefer that any learning that is done during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei or during Kriyas HaTorah is totally worthless. No success in learning will come about through that type of thing.
So it must have been during his time people were already doing that.
Chaim Kanievsky is a contemporary. He lives now. Not Chaim Vital. Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah. Yeah, this is... It's been going on for generations. Oh, it's a lot. The old Sfarim talk about it. No, I can't blame these people. They don't feel doing anything, so they...
Well, okay. So look. So what if I'm standing here? I'm wasting my time.
Right.
I'm sorry. I should be doing this, but I'm not. So okay. So maybe I should at least learn something.
Because Rosh Hashanah is not a waste of time. You should be paying attention. You should be
focused. Right. So he's saying. Oh, no, you see, but I'm not paying attention anyway. I'm not going to learn.
But if, like during the laying, if you want to understand the taich, you shouldn't even look at the taich when they're laying. You should just follow every word and.
No, you're supposed to understand what they're saying.
So could you look at the English while
he's not? He's talking about learning something else. From here, from tefillah, it comes about life for all of spiritual, for all of a person's, it affects all of a person's spiritual life. Prayer enters a person into a spiritual atmosphere. To feel Hashem's closeness, and the connection to Him. Okay, so we'll start the Maamar Rishon for the next week.